Italian media say Pope Benedict XVI decided to resign because of widespread corruption in the Vatican. An internal church probe had reportedly informed the Pope about the extent of sex and graft scandals inside the Vatican. The Pope will officially leave his post on February the 28th. American stocks continue to slide amid concerns about the U.S. and European economies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 67% at market close. The Standard & Poor's also fell over 9 points. All markets in Europe also closed down. At least 3 people have been killed in a shooting and multiple car crash in the U.S. city of Las Vegas. The incident happened when a gunman shot at a Maserati driver who later struck several cars. The Maserati driver and 2 people aboard a taxi were killed. U.S.-led foreign soldiers have killed at least 4 civilians in Afghanistan's northern province of Kunduz. NATO says the victims were militants who were killed in a joint operation between foreign and Afghan forces. But villagers have confirmed that the 4 had no links with any militant groups. In Saudi Arabia, protesters rally in the capital Riyadh demanding the release of political prisoners. The protesters called on the Saudi regime to immediately release their imprisoned relatives. Activists say there are over 40,000 political prisoners in jails across the country. A powerful car bomb explosion rips through the Syrian capital Damascus, killing at least 53 people and injuring nearly 240 more. The blast took place near the headquarters of the ruling Ba'ath Party. Several schoolchildren are among the fatalities. Many of the injured are said to be in critical condition. Israeli soldiers attack people holding a rally in the occupied West Bank in solidarity with Palestinians jailed by Israel. Israeli forces fire tear gas to scatter stone-throwing protesters, injuring dozens of them. A number of Palestinian detainees are on hunger strikes over their imprisonment without trial. Tens of thousands of workers march in the Belgian capital Brussels in protest at austerity measures. The demonstrators, who are facing mass layoffs, want the government to stop freezing their wages and social welfare payments. The huge protest has affected the city's public transport.